From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Italian government is on a crusade of sorts to recover antiquities acquired by museums around the world, often illegally. One major target for the Italians, the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles. The two sides have been negotiating for months, but today there's word that the talks have broken down. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Thanks to carrot-and-stick diplomacy, Italy is beginning to get back many of its artworks looted over the last quarter century. In February, New York's Metropolitan Museum agreed to the return of 6 antiquities, and in September, the Boston Museum of Fine Arts agreed to give back 13 ancient pieces. In exchange, they'll get long-term loans of works of equivalent beauty and importance. But last month, after a year of difficult talks over Italy's demand for the return of 52 objects from the Getty, negotiations broke down when the Los Angeles Museum offered to return only 26 items. Today, Italy's culture minister, Francesco Rutelli, came armed with photographs and other documents to prove Italy's claim over all the disputed artworks.
All the international museums know that the game is over. No more trafficking, no more buying of looted artifacts.
The Getty has offered to give back 26 pieces, but you say all or nothing?
I say all. How could I say that I accept that some very important works should not be given back to our country? That would mean that Italy accepts that looting is acceptable. That would be impossible for our government.
Most of the works in question can be traced to a shady Italian art dealer, Giacomo Medici, who was convicted on smuggling and trafficking charges in 2004. Today, Rutelli presented the media with a dossier juxtaposing photographs from the Getty Museum website with photographs apparently of the same items that were confiscated in Medici's warehouse. The photographs were presented in court and stand as judicial evidence that the pieces were illegally dug up in Italy. But the two pieces that are at the heart of the dispute between Italy and the Getty cannot be traced to Medici, yet Rutelli insisted there is sufficient evidence that they're Italian property. They are a 5th century BC limestone statue believed to depict the goddess Aphrodite and a 4th century BC bronze statue of a heroic youth some scholars have attributed to the Greek sculptor Lysippos. The Getty disputes Italy's claim to some of the objects. Last week, Getty Museum director Michael Brand said in October, everything seemed to be moving toward a resolution.
In mid-November, things seemed to change, and everything seemed to then focus on the bronze athlete, the so-called Lysippo. So what we're hoping to do over the next few months, I hope, is to try to work out a way of finding a path around the bronze, I guess.
But that's not the way Minister Rutelli sees it.
It's not time anymore for public debate. It is a sort of a final call. Either they say yes or not. If they say yes, there is, a very positive season of cooperation. If they say no, it's the opposite. And we will see how to feel. The opposite.
The Getty's case is complicated by the ongoing trial in Rome of its former curator, Marion True, on charges that she conspired with dealers trafficking in stolen Italian antiquities. And it appears that the 26 items the Getty had hoped to return in exchange for long-term loans of Italian antiquities could now end up as courtroom evidence against the former curator. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.